Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the BLA podcast, your home for everything Lakers, Warriors, and news from around the association. I'm your host and Lakers enthusiast, Austin Sexton, recording here live at Playback Los Angeles. And joining me tonight is my co-host, coming to you all the way from the Bay Area. It's my boy and Warriors aficionado, Casey Benz. How you doing, Casey?
Good. How are you doing?
It's been a day, dude. It's been a day. Lots of things to break down. Even though it's the offseason, it feels like there's always kind of something happening, you know?
Always something.
Yeah. Before we get into it, guys, make sure to give us a 5-star rating. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. Go ahead and subscribe there. Subscribe to us here right on YouTube if you're watching this here. We're just some guys that love to talk hoops. We were a group chat that ended up here on streaming platforms, and we'd love to keep this thing going. So make sure to like and subscribe. Do all that. Yada, yada. You know what I'm talking about. But yeah, let's go ahead and just get right into it. It was one of the craziest things I've ever woken up to. I never thought that I would actually see this day. I thought I'd be way older when I would see this day. But Woj retired.
An absolute legend.
I know, an absolute legend, man. It's crazy because anybody that actually, you know, friends and family who might be watching this or people that are new to the show, Casey and I have been in a basketball, it's called NBA Inside Stuff group chat for like the last 5 or 6 years with a bunch of our friends who look just like this, love to talk basketball. And Woj is the picture for our group chat. I know. We've had it for so long.
We got to keep it though.
Oh, yeah, I know. I feel like a couple of times it rotated between him and Shams, but it ultimately always ends back on Woj. So.
Especially towards the end when Shams kind of had the upper hand of the news breaking.
I know, 100%. I mean, I just got to look at this guy real quick, man. Look
at that.
Goated. Yes. Goated forever, man.
Thank you, Woj.
Yeah, I feel like anybody who does any sort of podcasting or does anything with social media that has to do with NBA basketball, you got to pay your homage to Woj. So, yeah, just wanted to give a big shout out to our boy Woj, even though I don't personally know him. I don't think Casey does, too. But, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Do you think that – I mean, I hate to put it like this. I just have to ask the question. Do you think that ESPN called Shams or called anybody else? Is there any sort of – insider track on who's going to replace this guy, even though he's irreplaceable?
The rumors I've seen on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it now, is that ESPN is probably going to reach out to Chris Haynes and Shams. I feel like, of course.
Yeah. So
I believe his contract with The Athletic expires at the end of the season.
Shams,
correct.
Okay, so because I know he has like a bunch of partnerships with, I think it's like FanDuel, a bunch of betting things. And I know that ESPN has the ESPN bet now, so I don't know if that's a conflict.
I don't know. That's a whole new realm to factor in now. Now that I know. Sports and gambling are like hand in hand.
I know. I'm still getting used to ESPN bet. It is kind of crazy to watch ESPN bet doing their over-unders and lines for ESPN. It almost feels like double dipping, but I don't know.
Money to be made.
There's absolutely money to be made. But, you know, after getting away from that, let's just jump right into it. The first thing as far as Lakers and Warriors stuff goes, and I think we could talk about this throughout the association. What in the fuck is going on with these City Edition jerseys?
It's not good.
It's not good, man. Like, even last year. So I thought that the City Edition jerseys were specifically for the NBA Cup tournament. I thought they wore those just for those, because that's what I remember seeing. The Lakers had the pointed Los Angeles.
Yeah, Lakers, like the triangle.
Yeah, I actually really like those. I feel like we're very hit or miss on our City Editions. I thought those were pretty fire. Which ones were yours last year?
Which ones were ours? The Warriors have so many jerseys nowadays, it's kind of hard to keep up.
Oh, you guys had the rose. I think it was the rose. The yellow rose ones.
It might have been the year before. I know last year they wore these black and yellow jerseys a lot, but San Francisco, but it was kind of like a trolley hill kind of thing. And
those were tough, actually.
Yeah, on the court, like, I thought they looked pretty good. Would I wear it personally? No, but it wasn't the worst thing I've seen. They definitely rolled out worse jerseys in the past. Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and take, for all of the people that are watching us on YouTube right now, let's go ahead and pull up the 2025 Warriors edition jerseys.
There they are.
Okay, so anybody that's getting the podcast version of this is a golden, it says Golden State in not the best lettering. It's almost like a chamois version of Impact with a very dark blue on the front with golden yellow on the top and red down the side. I don't understand the red.
I never understood the red. I know, like, in the past, I believe in the 70s, they had red in their jerseys and in their classic edition jerseys that pay homage to those uniforms, there is red. So maybe that's a throw to that. But for this uniform, I don't think it works out.
Yeah, this is pretty tough, to be honest with you. I'm not a fan of this at all. And you know what? It's like doing this podcast with you. And then Brock, also shout out Brock. He's doing the family thing tonight, so he's not able to hop on. But doing this with you, I feel like I'm becoming more of a Warriors fan. You know, like obviously we have the LeBron Steph era that was a little crazy, but like I'm learning more and more about the Warriors, and I'm growing fond of them. And maybe I'm just fond of California basketball in general, but I just don't know about those, my guy. I just don't know about those. And then let's go ahead and pull up the Lakers ones, because these are pretty bad as well. I believe it's this right here. Yep. I'm not gonna lie, dude. I think that the Lake Show font.
Yeah.
I understand what they're doing with the lake part, but that S just doesn't seem right with the H-O-W. This one's not great. I would have preferred something a little bit different, and I feel like most Lakers fans probably don't like this.
Yeah, I feel like with a franchise like the Lakers, like a very historic franchise, you just got to keep it the same, you know? Like, look at the Bulls, look at the Knicks. If you, you know, throw it to like the Yankees, the Dodgers, like they don't really switch it up. Their jerseys are just so classic, like as they are.
Yeah. Like, I'm okay like with what they did last year, with the way that it went up and down and the type of fonting. I liked that, but when you try to go outside of the actual fonting where it says Lake Show and you do something different, you got to keep it classic. You got to keep
it clean. I agree. I feel like it's time for the NBA to move on from Nike jerseys, or somebody at Nike needs to step their game up.
So if they get away from the Nike jersey, where do you propose they go?
I like the Adidas jerseys personally.
Okay. Hear me out. I think that Reebok throwbacks are pretty fire too.
Ooh.
Like a good classic Reebok throwback.
I had so many Reebok jerseys in the 2000s.
Oh yeah.
Those are probably my favorite jerseys, actually.
Truthfully. And you know, Nike came in, I feel like they're just a very efficient, if that's the best way to say it, like a good mesh, like good for the player. But if we're talking like strictly looks and aesthetic, the way that it like just vibe culture, mm-hmm. I think you got to go with Reebok.
That'd be cool. I'm all for that.
Yeah. And I mean, Lord knows that until LeBron retires, there's no way that the league's going to switch to Jordan. So
I think some teams do have a Jordan jersey.
Oh, yeah, they do. I remember seeing that. I remember Boston specifically had a Jordan one.
And I think the Knicks, too.
Yeah, I'm sure that they do some. I don't know. I don't remember if I think the Lakers actually did some a couple times as well. That's just insane. But hey, you know, you gotta love it. You gotta love it.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of Lakers stuff, I figured we'd tap in since there's not too much news going around right now, and just trying to stay current with basketball, because you know, we're just a couple of weeks away from training camp, a couple of weeks away from going into preseason, which I'm super excited about. I know you are too, Casey. Talking about Lakers stuff, LeBron age 40 role. If we're gonna talk Lakers, what do you see being a role for LeBron this season? Age 40, so much wear and tear on the tires. What do you think that the Lakers can go with him this year, trying to be efficient with his time, say, before going into the playoffs, should we make the playoffs?
For sure. To throw it back to what we talked about last episode, I believe that since he played in the Olympics and played, you know, very hard in the Olympics, won MVP.
Yeah.
Shout out LeBron.
LBJ.
I think his usage to start off the year might be a little down. But I think when push comes to shove and it's winning time, they're going to rely on him.
Oh, yeah. Always.
And we'll see how the record's looking middle/end of the season. They'll probably have to bump his minutes up. And he could probably, I don't know. I feel like he might end up in the same role as he was last year, of just being like, everybody hop on my back.
Which is super sad, because I mean, like, I would be a believer that Anthony Davis is going to lead the team probably in minutes this year, with LeBron coming close in a close second. If we're talking regular season minutes, I see AD probably being your like I know we want to try to keep him at like 36, but I think by the end of the season, he'll probably be closer to 40. I think LeBron will probably be in around 37 to 39 minutes if we can somehow justify it. But let me go ahead. I've got the Lakers depth chart already pulled up here just so we can kind of look at it, see where is there room for these guys to sort of play with LeBron and or Anthony Davis's minutes. You see it on the screen there? Is it coming
up? Yes, I do. Yep, I see it.
Okay, cool. So let's take a look at this here. So we've got our starters, projected starters, and I believe these should be the starters if JJ Redick is doing his job correctly. It's D'Angelo Russell, Austin Reeves, LeBron James, Rui Hachimura, and Anthony Davis playing the five. ESPN here has LeBron at the small forward and Rui at the power forward. I think that would probably be switched. But coming in second, we've got Gabe Vincent, Max Christie, Cam Reddish, Jared Vanderbilt. We also have Dalton Knecht, Bronny James, Christian Wood, who is currently out because of the knee surgery, and Jalen Hood-Schifino, who is our second year. I'm going to call him a second year rookie. He played absolutely pretty. It was pretty, I don't want to say absolutely horrible, but it was pretty darn bad. I think he lived in his head a lot last year. He just wanted to prove that he could be that guy and did great for us in South Bay. Just couldn't really bring it together for, the regular team. But as far as minimizing LeBron's minutes, I'm trying to think about the rotations that they're going to have to play in order to get his minutes down. And typically LeBron would come out with about like 6:30 to 6 minutes left in the first. At that point, we're hoping, you know, Jared Vanderbilt's probably going to be healthy at that point. If, you know, for the regular season, fingers crossed, we went over that last show, we know that he's hurt, but I'm thinking that Jared Vanderbilt comes in for LeBron. And I would also say that maybe Max Christie comes in for D'Angelo Russell, which would move Austin Reeves to the one. What do you think?
Yeah. Cam Reddish.
Very, very hit or miss guy for us last year. You know, he was more of a defender than he was an offensive threat. He's going to be good to start the season. I feel like we always want to believe Cam is going to be something more than he is. Not 100% sure yet, but what are your thoughts?
I feel like I still believe.
You're a very optimistic man.
I believe until I can't.
Okay. I like that.
I would like to see him blossom and, you know, do good. Like, he's got it. He was so good in college.
Yeah, I think that Cam is I think that Cam Reddish is going to be fighting with Dalton Knecht for those kind of 3-4 minutes. I think also too, when Max Christie comes out when Max Christie comes out, that Gabe Vincent, we're going to have a good look at Gabe this year. He's fully healthy. Year two from Miami. I think that he's, now that he's not hurt, he's going to be filling up the shot chart a lot more. I mean, he shot 11% from three last year. That's literally impossible.
Crazy. Cause I always thought, for some reason, I thought he was a shooter.
No, I mean, he's a good defender, and he's a good three-point shooter for sure. But he was just injured for most of the year, and then when he came back, he just never really got into a groove. So, yeah, everything. Like, he made a couple in the playoffs again in the Denver series. I mean, nobody was really mad at him, but nobody was like, dang, Gabe Vincent is absolutely killing it right now.
Yeah, it didn't jump off the screen.
Yeah, not at all. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if Dalton Knecht can, like, you know, jump into the NBA and be a guy immediately.
That's what I'm hoping for, man. And I think that Lakerland's really thinking that too. It's like he showed, I mean, he averaged, you know, 20 plus points in summer league. Obviously it's summer league, but I feel like because of our injuries right now, Dalton has no other choice but to jump in and serve a main role. I mean, he's probably looking at 12 to 14 minutes a night.
That could be good for some players. Like, I don't know. I feel like coming into the draft too, his game translated to the NBA really well.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. No, I'm really looking forward to Dalton Knecht. I don't think that Bronny James is really going to see that much court time, like in the first 3 weeks, possibly before he goes full time with South Bay. And he'll be back and forth between the two since he is on a guaranteed 2-way contract, as well as Christian Coloco. And I don't actually see Christian Coloco on here, because I think he's official, but I think he hasn't been added to this yet. ESPN probably just has to update it. But yeah, Christian Coloco is probably going to be taking most of the minutes that Christian Wood had until he went on injury, and he's going to be fighting with Jackson Hayes and our two-way guy, Colin Castleton, for some minutes here to back up Anthony Davis, because Lord knows we are just hurt right now. It is not looking
great. Looks like there's not a lot of big man on this roster right now.
Yeah, not at all. So we're going to see how the beginning of the season holds up. I'm very interested in seeing what our big man rotation looks like. And we're going to hope that JJ Redick can kind of piece this thing together. That's what I'm hoping for, at least. But I'm after the Lakers rotations, I'd love to get into the Warriors stuff, because I don't know as much as I'd like to about what they're going to be doing as far as, you know, depth, what Steve Kerr's possible rotations are going to look like. So this is your depth chart here. Why don't you go ahead and break this down for me, man?
Yeah, so I don't really know what Steve Kerr is going to do either.
Because I'm seeing Trayce Jackson-Davis as your starting center over Kevon Looney.
He might be. Trayce Jackson-Davis was a bright spot of last season.
Okay.
I could see them starting with Trayce Jackson-Davis, or maybe even Draymond, but he starts and then for the first five, 6 minutes, and then somebody else comes in and then Draymond moves to the three or the four or goes to the bench.
Yeah.
I don't know, but what jumps off at the screen to me immediately is D'Anthony Melton starting, or is not starting.
The backup to Steph Curry.
Yes. And I think D'Anthony Melton is going to be a good piece for this team. It's interesting because it's if you look at the second unit on this depth chart.
Yeah.
The first three guys are new to the team.
Yeah. That's the first thing that I'm seeing as well.
Then you have then you got way down the sheet. You got Gary Payton II, Moses Moody. I think Moses Moody needs to be bumped up to coming into the second unit.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if, I don't know if this is ESPN projected of what they think that's going to happen, but I know that Moses Moody, one of our themes for this show is going to be more Moses Moody for sure.
More Moses Moody.
I look at this and I think to myself, first and foremost, is Andrew Wiggins a lock to start over Kyle Anderson?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I would think so as well, but Andrew Wiggins did not have a good season last year. So, and I know that Steve Kerr kind of, he rides momentum and he just tries things out to try a thing out. Perfect example would be the Jason Tatum, but I would say that is probably your starting lineup. If not, Trayce Jackson-Davis putting Kevon Looney in there, but I don't know the Warriors all like that, but that's what I would think.
Opening night, who knows what's going to happen? I could also see them starting, Draymond at the five and then Kuminga at the four. We'll see. It's interesting. And like I said in the last episode, Steve Kerr loves to tinker with lineups. He loves to tinker with rotations. You never really know what you're going to get out of him. But, he's all for trying new things. And I think this is a new team.
Yeah. I think your next five for sure. Looking at it, it's crazy because, GP, he's been there since the championship team.
Yeah.
You got GP, you got Moses Moody, JK, Kyle Anderson, Buddy Hield, D'Anthony Melton. I think that's that takes you down to that's 11 players. I don't know who Quentin Post is. I don't know Pat Spencer. I think those are your rookies or your two-way guys.
Quentin Post was their draft pick. I believe he's a 7-footer from Boston College. He seems like a stretch five to me from what I've seen so far.
Okay.
The Warriors, they always need a big man. So,
yeah.
They drafted a 7-footer. I was like, oh, awesome. Great. Yeah. Pat Spencer's been around the team for a little bit now. He's kind of back and forth between Golden State and Santa Cruz. We'll see.
I have a trade proposal for you, and I can't pull up the numbers because I don't know what the actual money looks like.
We could talk hypotheticals.
Yeah. I could pull up SpotTrack, but I don't want to do that yet. Cause I just love having just crazy conversations. Cause I don't know if the money's going to work, but would you take in a Lakers Warriors trade?
Okay.
Would you do Jackson Hayes and a second for Kevon Looney?
No.
Okay. Would you do Jackson Hayes, Jalen Hood-Schifino, and a second for Kevon Looney.
I like Looney.
I feel like you probably think that because of the you need a big man,
and he's such a fan favorite.
He is a fan favorite. What I'm thinking though is Golden State is a team that just loves to get out and run, and Jackson Hayes is a very mobile. He's a very mobile.
He gets out and runs.
Five. Yeah, he's a very mobile, very big, athletic five. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes for sure. It could be a bigger four, but like most overall, he is a five, you know? So that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, Jackson Hayes would be kind of dope for you guys, to be honest with you. So I'm looking at it.
I see the vision.
Your heart says to keep him on.
My heart says no.
Okay. That's fair. I'd love to pull up Spot Track. We'll do that next show. I'm going to get a little bit more acclimated with it, but I'll pull up Spot Track just to see if we could make the money work. But between the Lakers and the Warriors, I would like to see that go down very selfishly, in fact. So also, too, I would like to check out more of Pat Spencer. I know the Lakers really need to look at just grabbing somebody. I like the idea of Jackson Hayes. And he's had some bright spots for us. He really has.
Totally. No, makes some plays where you're like, wow. Like, if he could do that most of the time, he's going to be great. But then he gets into foul trouble and he gets frustrated and then he's on the bench and you don't see him for a while.
Yeah, it gets a little crazy. But no, his athleticism is through the roof. But what I was thinking about, what I would like to do, and I just, there's not really a world where this works right now, only because the Lakers and the Pelicans would never want to trade with the Lakers again after the Anthony Davis fleecing, even though we gave up all of our OG guys, is I would like to bring Larry Nance Jr. home. I would like to bring him back. I think that he is Jackson. I think he's like a Jackson Hayes. I think he's just a little bit bigger. I think his wingspan's a little bit larger too, but he doesn't foul as much. And he's good at running the floor. I think he has a better jump shot too than Jackson, to be honest with you. Love Jackson Hayes, but I think Larry Nance's jumper is better.
Yeah, I feel like Larry Nance Jr. is underrated.
Oh, completely agree. Loved watching him when he was here with the Lakers, and I was sad to see him go, but obviously, you know, if you're going to get Anthony Davis, you got to
do what you got to do.
Got to do what you got to do.
But I feel like everywhere he's been, he's been good. Like, I don't hear many people or anyone really complain about Larry Nance Jr.
Not at all. And he was in the dunk contest too.
He was in the dunk contest. Yeah. I don't know if that means anything these days, but
no, I mean, we got Mac McClung doing it again for a third year. He's already announced.
Is he really?
Yes.
Is he in the G League still? Is he associated with the NBA?
I think he now has a two-way contract with the Philadelphia
with the Sixers.
The Sixers. And that's cool, man, because I like Mac a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a he was a South Bay Laker. He was with us for 2 years before we gave him up.
He was with the Warriors too for a little bit.
Yeah, it was insane. It was that's right. He was with the Warriors, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was we called up Mac McClung and we also called up Austin Reeves.
So I think he made the right choice.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So yeah, I'm happy to see that he got a good guaranteed two-way contract with the Philadelphia 76ers. So you were telling me earlier, trying to get back more into Warriors stuff, just because, like I said, there's not that much going on right now until we get to the training camps into the preseason. You heard a story about Steve Kerr just being absolutely pissed at Draymond or something along those lines?
Not currently, but yeah, I saw
story.
Yeah. I saw a headline that from an article that was like posted today or something, that the most mad Steve Kerr has been at Draymond Green was the Jordan Poole incident.
Well,
I get it.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't believe what I still want to know who leaked the tapes.
Yeah, that's weird. That's really crazy how that even happened.
Yeah. To this day, I still want to know who leaked the tapes, but
maybe one day we'll know in like a tell all 30 for 30, like way down the line.
What if that would have been Woj's last Woj bomb to release who gave the tapes up on the Warriors?
Man, that might be like a criminal investigation.
Yeah, actually. And also, too, other news going around the NBA right now is that the 76ers are, in fact, staying in Philadelphia.
Love to see it. Hate to see a team get uprooted out of their home and have to play somewhere else, like the Oakland Athletics.
Yes. Yeah. I can't believe that. It doesn't even sound right, too. I think they were talking about going to New Jersey, back to New Jersey, the Jersey 76ers.
That's what I was seeing. I'm assuming they'd probably still go by Philadelphia, just play in Jersey, kind of like how the Jets and the Giants play
in Jersey.
But they're New York.
Got you.
But still, it's like,
do you think we'll ever get to the point where there's another expansion draft outside of obviously like Las Vegas coming in? And I'm sure that Seattle is going to get another team. But do you see that the New Jersey getting another team?
Honestly, I'd like to see the Nets back in New Jersey. Like
that feels right to me.
And I feel like I'm not in New York, so I can't speak for everybody there, but I feel like New York is such a Knicks dominated city.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. I mean, the Nets, I've been to Barclays twice. Beautiful, beautiful arena.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, beautiful arena. I love being in Brooklyn, especially that area, Atlantic Avenue, I believe it's like super gentrified now. It used to be kind of rough, and like the area is beautiful. I went jogging around there. I like was like looking at value of property because I was like, I'd live here. And I was like, wait, this is a little out of my price range. But yeah, man, I think that it's a great facility. Just the team just doesn't really make sense there. I feel like the Nets should go back to New Jersey and Brooklyn should just get a different team.
Yeah, if they even need a team. I mean, if you've got Barclays Center there, that's like you probably need to put a team in there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%. But I mean, I feel like there's a lot of expansion going on right now, especially with the WNBA. I know, didn't San Francisco just get a team?
Yes, Golden State Valkyries. Very excited.
That's what it's going to be, the Valkyries?
Yeah.
Interesting. The Golden State Valkyries. And then I know that they also expanded into a couple other cities as well. I believe that Seattle was one. I feel like they're just getting ready to just make Seattle a super heavy basketball team.
Yeah, I believe Seattle already had a team. They have the Storm, but Portland.
Oh yeah, Portland.
Portland
yes,
was right. Announced, but Pacific Northwest.
Yes.
So I think that'd be cool too, because maybe you start getting a rivalry between the two Pacific Northwest teams. Like that's exciting.
That is exciting. I love it. I'm here for it. I mean, Caitlin Clark setting records. She's got to be the MVP this year, right?
For sure, Rookie of the Year, MVP.
We'll oh yeah, rookie of the year. Yes, Asia Wilson's for sure.
Yeah, probably Asia MVP. Wilson, but
yeah,
I mean future MVP. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She's must watch TV.
Yeah, her and Angel Reese. I'm here for it, man.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome to see women's basketball on such a big stage now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got Warriors preseason coming up here super soon. I know that training camp is starting for a majority of the NBA in the next coming weeks. The Lakers always tend to do a LeBron James players only camp to kind of get everybody seasoned, to getting everybody known and up to date with each other. Do the Warriors do anything like that?
All I know about Warriors training camp is that they're going to Hawaii.
Oh yeah, and as are my crosstown rivals, crosstown now, what's across the hall, the Clippers. They have started officially going to Hawaii every season. That was a Lakers thing for a while, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Lakers in the 90s, it was a consistent, we go to Hawaii for our training camps, because Hawaii is a Lakers, you might as well just say the Hawaiian Lakers.
Oh, yeah, it's Lakers out there.
Yeah, Lakers, Dodgers, and the Clippers kind of took our steez, but like I'm good with the Warriors doing it as long as the Clippers get the hell out of there. So
it's not a bad place to be at all.
Oh yeah, I've never been, but I'm looking forward to possibly going there sometime. But I was thinking about, I was gonna bring this up to you off of the air, but maybe we should go if the Warriors or the Lakers are playing in Vegas. We should pop down there and see a game or two.
Yeah, you know, I've never been to Vegas.
Never been to Vegas?
Never. I've been to Reno, and I've been to Henderson, which is like right outside.
Okay, yeah.
But never been in Las Vegas.
Obviously, these cities not big enough to have their own expansion teams, I'm assuming. But yeah, man, possibly we can get over to do something like that. But with not too much going on in the league right now, I figured we could just call it up there. We got to some good rotations, discussing these jerseys. Happy retirement, Woj. We wish you the best at St. Bonaventure.
Congratulations, Woj.
Congrats, Woj. You will still be our picture in our group chat. But until next time, my name is Austin Sexton. This is Casey Benz, our Warriors aficionado. I'm doing your Lakers side of things. Brock should be back for next episode or the one after that. He's doing the family duties right now. So, Brock, if you're listening, we hope you're having a good time at the volleyball game with the family friends. Tell the wife and kids we said hey.
Let's go.
And make sure, once again, to subscribe to us. Give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to us on Spotify and here on YouTube if you're watching on our side. And until next time, we'll see you guys later, okay? Take care.